And so we begin Holy Week, the most sacred time of our church year. We recall today our Lord coming into Jerusalem triumphantly. We've read the Passion, and then during this week, we'll slowly go through the Passion account until Easter, when we celebrate the resurrection. How should we approach this Holy Week? Well, I would say, look to the example of our Blessed Mother Mary. Now, I say that because today, March 25th, is normally the Solemnity of the Annunciation. It gets bumped this year because Palm Sunday is March the 25th. But looking to Mary, she was, of course, the one prepared to be the mother of our Savior. She was full of grace, free of all sin, even original sin. When Archangel Gabriel came to her on that day of the Annunciation, she said, yes. She said, be it done unto me according to thy word. She conceived by the Holy Spirit, and through her Jesus Christ, our Savior, true God became true man. We could stop there. Mary should be honored because she's the mother of our Lord. However, we also look to her because she's the faithful disciple. She always presented Jesus to others, shepherds, magi, whoever. She's the one who interceded, like at the wedding feast of Cana. She's the one who stood faithfully at the cross with our Lord, with the hope, though, of the resurrection. So looking to her as the disciple, the model disciple, we too should follow this Holy Week, live this Holy Week in the same way. In our Passion today, we hear of the frailty of discipleship. Peter, James, and John fall asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane. When our Lord's arrested, they all flee. When our Lord's crucified, no one's standing there except St. John, as far as the apostles go. And then we know Judas betrayed our Lord. Peter denied our Lord 3 times. Frail disciples, and so are we. So we look to our Blessed Mother. Instead of fleeing this week and going off with other distractions that could occur, all kinds of different activities, instead of falling asleep and letting this week go by and then, oh ho, it's Sunday, stay awake this week. Come to the services. Come to those different services. I know some of you have off this week from school. Maybe daily Mass Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is a great opportunity. Plus then the services on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and of course Easter. Then too, we look at that tragic figure of Judas who sold our Lord. How different the gospel would have read if we would have had Judas standing at the foot of the cross begging for forgiveness. Well, all of us here have sinned. And sin is really selling Jesus for something else, something that we think is more important. So have we gone to confession this Lent? If not, we should this Holy Thursday. Would we be like Judas and say, no, I don't need to be forgiven? How sad that would be. What a tragic figure Judas is. And then there's Peter, who denied our Lord. Well, like our Blessed Mother who presented Jesus to others, take this week as the opportunity to present him to others. Not deny him by not speaking up in defense of the faith, not by keeping quiet when talking about religion or something like that. Rather, let's present Christ to others. Take this as an opportunity to evangelize, especially those in your family who may have grown lukewarm, may have even stopped practicing the faith. Yes, this is the opportunity, like our Blessed Mother, to intercede, to present Christ to others. If we really strive to be such good disciples this Holy Week, then I guarantee you the bountiful grace of God will penetrate all of our souls, and we will know the presence of the risen Lord this Easter. May God bless you.